And how about a pink wiggler? Is that the kind that sting you?
No, wiggler won't sting you. And you find a sawyer in the woods. He's a big white one.
Okay, what do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime? And you can see it at night, it goes blink, blink, blink.
Well, that's called a lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body? Looks kind of like this one right over here on the bottom. Looks like that one on the bottom. And it flies over lakes and ponds.
Oh, that's a bee.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a mosquito hawk?
That's what this is. Here's a mosquito hawk.
Pardon? What is...
This here's a mosquito hawk.
Okay. Thank you. See, that's the kind of thing we're trying to learn. Where I come from, we have a different name for that.
Well, I declare.
So we call them... a darning needle or a sewing needle, because it looks like you could break the wings off and sew with it. It's so long.
That's right.
So that's the kind of thing that we're studying. That's why I asked you all these questions.
Oh, I see.
And then I can get to see how you say it, and you can get to see how we say it.
That's right.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it doesn't sting?
Building this out of mud?
Yeah, you know, up around the house and all.
Oh, that's a dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground? You know, there's a couple in each shell and you roast them and eat them.
Painted potato, is it?
No, they're little. They're about that big, and just about half my finger. And you roast them.
Oh, peanuts.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear them called anything else?
No.
How about ground peas?
That's right. You call them ground peas, peanuts, and all like that.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a ground pea and a goober?
None.
Did you ever hear of that?
I read them, ain't no different than them.
Uh-huh.
Ground pea and a peanut, they're all the same.
Uh-huh. What would your father have called them?
Well, he called them just what I call them.
Same thing?
Same thing.
Sometimes people tell me that their fathers might have called them penders.
Yeah, well, they do that now. Some of them call them penders, you know.
They still do.
But their real name is ground pea, and that's the name of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If a boy was similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
How was that?
Suppose you walk down the street and you see a boy, and you see him walking with a man, and you say, well, when I look at that man, I just know that he's the father of that boy. Because that boy really something, that man. Would you say favors or takes after or what?